Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number one rated, 7 after the hour. Yep, it's the DJV program. We are here. Yeah, one of the things that people question is we know government is much in the focus, the crosshairs of everybody in the news media as well. So we've become sort of tuned up, if you will, to what's going on, the COVID situation, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, Wuhan virus, CCP virus. It has taken over. It's the Black Lives Matter thing has been up and down, certainly important in terms of discussion, but we can't get away from COVID because of there are several different reasons, I think. One of them has to do with the amount of money that governments around the world have had to spend. And it cheapens the value of all the currency because most, what are we going to do, borrow from each other? Borrowing from people who don't have any money. And that's so you go back around and you think, okay, what else is there that's important about this? Well, what your family's fate is, in a manner of speaking, your friends, all of that stuff. We all continue to consider these matters in our lives. One of the things, I guess, that I would ask about the most outrageous information that has come about as a result of the last few days. What have we learned as a population that seems to be most outrageous about where this money went, Victoria?
Yeah, now the money you're referring to is from the CARES Act, and that this is a story that it's kind of infuriating to a lot of people. The Associated Press did a deep dive into where the money for the CARES Act and the SBA, the Small Business Administration's Assistance Fund, where all that money went. And, you know, similar to the farm bailouts that we talked about last year, where the bulk of that money that was supposed to help small farms stay afloat, it went to all kinds of big ag corporations and people who owned golf courses. It was horribly mismanaged. Or maybe it was done on purpose. I don't know. But the bottom line is it didn't go to the people who needed it the most. And I think that this is what we're finding out now a lot with the SBA loans. The Catholic Church, which is the official title, is the U.S. Roman Catholic Church. They accepted, so far they've tracked down $1.4 billion in government coronavirus aid. Now, the Associated Press said that the real number could actually be as high as $3.5 billion. And here's the thing that really rubs me the wrong way. This is our taxpayer dollars that is all part of this. And that several of the dioceses that took this money, the Paycheck Protection Program loans, they had already been involved in the clergy sex abuse scandals, including those dioceses that had to pay huge settlements to victims and those who had already sought bankruptcy protection. This is where the pandemic money went to. That is so incredibly frustrating for me.
What an insight. Hold on for a second. That insightful comment that you just made, or that one can conclude, whether you're Catholic or you aren't, whether you're religious or you're not, whether you believe in the American way or you don't, think about how people now, when they hear this, they wonder whether it's $1-3 billion. There are no employees in the Catholic Church other than the people who may administratively run the churches. The priests, they get a stipend, but they don't get paid. They don't get a salary. They are taken care of, and so are the nuns. So where the hell did this money go?
But they claim the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops confirmed that the loans and said that these loans are an essential lifeline to help faith-based organizations to stay afloat and continue serving those in need.
Don't fill up the coffers, but exactly.
Right, but $3.5 billion, when yesterday I was looking at a breakdown from the SBA, 2% of small business loans went to black-owned businesses. Only 2%.
And now about 2% went to farmers, too.
Yeah. And so the Catholic Church gets $3.5 billion, and yet And I have friends who run small businesses and are, you know, with their spouse or involved in a small business, and they couldn't get loans no matter what they tried. They were up at 1 in the morning trying to fill out forms. They couldn't get a dollar, and now their businesses have gone under and will never recover, and yet the Catholic Church gets $3.5 billion? This is just...
I'm looking at an article in the Wall Street Journal, which I still think has pretty good credibility among... certain segments of society, shall we say. They published a graph, Victoria, showing the acceleration of virus cases in our country and the connection to businesses that got the money. And, you know, there's no mention in here of anything other than businesses. The Catholic Church is not a business, or is it? Why did it get the money in the first place? It was supposed
because
to go to businesses.
I have an answer for that.
It's not a business.
I know. And typically, that is correct. The Small Business Administration's assistance typically excludes any faith-based organization. However, the CARES Act had an exemption for faith-based and other nonprofits. So because of, you know, the economic issues with the coronavirus. So that's why they were kind of grandfathered in. I still cannot find any explanation why they were given $3.5 billion, though.
I'm looking at the daily death count of businesses in this country. And the money that would have come from the government to keep some of these businesses alive. And when you look at this whole business of the Catholic Church and the money they got,
they're also one of the wealthiest organizations on the planet.
Right. They have in the cellar in the bowels of the Vatican are $5 billion worth of things that they've stolen that have, over the years, the pirates of the Catholic Church, they're not the pirates of the Caribbean, the pirates of the Catholic Church have gone around looting. You name it.
Ancient artifacts and relics.
Oh, my God.
I think $5 billion is a very conservative estimate for what all that's worth.
Yep, could be.
And, you know, the one other thing to add to this. Last week, you and I talked about...
But you're considered in your... if you say anything ill about the Catholic Church or any religion, you know, you're a blasphemer. Come on, people, wake up to what's going on. This is a business. The Catholic Church came out of a creation, the creative minds in the 4th century that, you know, used an image of a man who was a great healer to create something that controlled people's lives and their thoughts. Look at the way Queen Isabella in the 13th, 14th, and 15th century, the influence of her and others like her in Spain, to try to get people to convert to Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody who said the Columbus story was a big lie. Really? Okay, I'll challenge that sometime.
That he landed here, or?
No, that he didn't, that he was a bad guy. And I know the reference.
Okay. Well, that's a long, I'd say good day to you, sir. That's a long conversation.
There's stuff floating around on the internet now. I saw a tribute, I get some of this. I do understand the contribution of Italians, Americans of Italian descent, and their feeling. Many of them feel that Columbus is sort of their representative. When you think about all the Italians who died, who came to this country, first generation, second generation Italians who died in World War II, or in the Korean War, or any of the wars, the Italian names are very prominent on those lists. If you look at the wall in Vietnam, lots and lots and lots of Italian names. So are we discrediting their accomplishments and their contributions to our country by denigrating Columbus or ripping down statues? See, I don't buy ripping down the statues. I think there's a way, an organized way of doing that and addressing those sorts of things. I am not a fan of Columbus because I think my own, not experience, but my own education teaches me what he was all about. And it was more about him and his sexual relationship with the Queen of Spain and what that got him to do. He was enamored. He was fascinated with her. He was, you know, it was pretty obvious what was going on there. And so he would do anything. It was like she had a spell, she cast a spell on him, and he did anything that she wanted him to do. You talk about somebody who's a bad person. maybe that's why we should go out. Anyway, the point is that there are lots and lots and lots of things that we're realizing as a result of the focus on our problems right now. The disease, the Black Lives, and other matters of American origin. It isn't just the Black Lives Matter. It is a lot of people have been shortchanged in our country. A lot of prejudices over the years. Irish, Italians, Polish, black people.
I mean, well, the Chinese who were the slaves who built our railroads. Yep.
Right. The Doug, Jen, and Victoria conversations, we talk about the closure of Brooks Brothers in one of the clips. You can hear that at djvshow.com. And also a conversation about Lady A and the lawsuit. Lady A trying to get the blues singer, who also is known as Lady A, from performing under the name that she's been performing under for 20 years. And we have our comments about that as well at djvshow.com. So we have our clip of the day, which more and more people are listening to. You may or may not hear the context in which it is done. If you want to listen to the whole show and you can't listen to it, let's say you're still driving to work and you hear some of our conversations and some of the program, and on your way home you want to listen to it, easy to do. Just go to djvshow.com and hit the listen button. All day, every day, our shows play from morning through noon, nighttime, all around the clock at djvshow.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time in this hour of our DJV program, every hour of every program, we spend a few minutes talking about some of the current hits and the current singers and up-and-comers. Blake Shelton certainly is not an up-and-comer. He is the latest country singer to announce a drive-in concert. On the 25th, he will perform with his wife. Is he married to her yet? He is married.
No. Still dating. Apparently, they want to get married, but she's trying to get an annulment from her former marriage, because she's very Catholic and she wants to be properly married.
Well, maybe if she helps him out a little bit with a couple of bucks.
That's what you would think.
Ted Kennedy got his marriage annulled from his first wife by giving the Catholic Church $1 million.
Wow.
Well, just pay and you get it. Great, huh? Anyway, Sheldon and Stefani and Trace Adkins are going to be part of the Encore Drive-In Nights, hosted by Encore Alive. Granted, you won't get to see Shelton in person. Concert will be filmed exclusively for this one-night-only event, taking place at drive-in theaters across our country and up in Canada as well. So in addition to performances, show's going to feature interviews and anecdotes from these people. Tickets on sale later this week. Start at $114.99 per vehicle. Shelton says this is a great way to enjoy music with your family and friends and stay safe. I'm excited we're getting the chance to perform a concert for fans. We're going to go back and play old hits like Austin, new songs like God's Country, and we might even introduce something brand new. So fill up the popcorn tubs and get ready for some country music. As with some of the other past drive-in shows from Encore, including Garth Brooks, a drive-in concert experience last month, theaters are going to adhere to the guidelines, as you might imagine. Cars be kept 6 feet apart. Staff will wear personal protective equipment. So let's see, what else? Concerts, some of the in the flesh drive-in concerts. Brad Paisley taking off this past weekend in Indianapolis. He went to St. Louis as well. So it was Friday, Indianapolis, Saturday, St. Louis, and then yesterday, Nashville. Darius Rucker, John Pardee, Nelly, Yacht Rock Review. Also on the bill. Have you ever seen the Yacht Rock Review?
Mm-mm, no.
Well,
not a fan of Yacht Rock, though, so I
know you're not.
Not their audience.
Who would be? That would be like Air Supply and that, you know, that kind of music, isn't it?
You mean Yacht Rock as a genre?
Yeah.
Uh, like some of the Doobie Brothers stuff is considered yacht rock. Like late 70s album rock is kind of how I describe it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's that. I think I might like that, actually.
You might.
Yeah. I think I might enjoy that. Next up, Tyler Childers, teaming with Kentucky comic book artist Tony Moore, with kind of an eye-catching new video for Country Squire, the title track of his album last year. A lot of bright colors, lifelike 3D animation. Video follows the singer-songwriter as he plays gigs, makes it big, and some of the ups and downs along the way. He buys a tow-behind camper, too, and together they hit the road, raise a family, get old, that stuff. They even end up in outer space. This is a comic book, folks. Kind of a nod to the Jetsons. A lighthearted tale with a bunch of Easter eggs for both Childers and Kentucky diehards. His guitar case plastered with stickers of fellow artists from Kentuckians Kelsey Walden, Sturgill Simpson, to his hero John Prine, and his wife, Senora May. And a few scenes, Childers is shown drinking an Ale 8 soft drink. What's that?
It's a soda that's made in Winchester, Kentucky.
Yeah, is it good?
So all the stuff... No, I've never had it. I'm not a soda fan, but I've heard of it. But all the stuff in the video, it's really cute. And if you're from Kentucky, it's one of those things, like, watch the video and you'll pick out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, all right. This year, Childers headlined 4 sold-out nights at the Ryman before hitting the road with Sturgill Simpson on their good-looking tour, good-looking music, good-looking performers. All right, there it is. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many businesses in California are frustrated with Governor Gavin Newsom. He's ordered many indoor businesses in the state to close, including bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and hair salons. He's trying to counter a surge in coronavirus cases. KNX's Frank Botek reports.
Beverly Hills hair salon owner Giuseppe Franco reopened his salon less than a month ago after a 3-month shutdown at the start of the coronavirus crisis. He says California's decision to shut down many indoor businesses again, including his, is a gut punch for him, customers, and employees.
I mean, you've been knocked down 2 times in 1 round. After the 3rd knockdown, the fight is over. There's no way I'm getting knocked down. Not now.
Franco says this unexpected announcement makes it essential that more government help is extended to employees and business owners impacted by the ongoing crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One Republican senator says more stimulus money should be coming. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. next Monday. Now, one of the big things on the agenda will be another stimulus bill. And according to Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, they'll be under some time deadlines, but they should be able to get something done.
Well, there are a couple of deadlines, as you mentioned. One is the enhanced unemployment insurance benefits that run out on July 31st. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful. That runs out on August 8th. That's helped keep about 50 million people on a payroll. And in Wyoming, we have 13,000 of those loans. So, yeah, there's an urgency to get this done. A lot of different things in the components of it. The question is, should it include additional relief checks for people who have still not been able to get back to work, certainly in hard-hit industries, whether it's the service industry, the hospitality industry. You know, we did that once before, but that was at people up to $95,000. We're looking at a lower number there. And then the unemployment insurance, as you raised, these are enhanced benefits where they've been paying people $600 a week above their own state unemployment benefits.
Listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
JV program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off in this hour of the program, focusing. I'm wondering what they're doing in your neck of the woods. What are people thinking? What are school boards doing? What are municipal leaders going to advise when it comes to discussing reopening of public schools in the fall? What's going to happen in your neck of the woods? You following it, Victoria?
Not really. We don't have kids, so I haven't been following it that closely. I have friends in New York City who are teachers, and they have little kids who, they've been waiting to figure out what that little plan is going to be. And it looks like right now, and it could change, but right now it looks like kids are going to be staggered with classes. So they'll be in school for a few days a week and then doing at-home learning. And right. So the teachers will be on a similar type of shift schedule just to kind of minimize how many people are there. In New Jersey, I think the governor is making an announcement in the next few days of, they said schools will be open, but I don't know if we know exactly what that will look like yet. So, I think it's kind of still, we're only in July, so it's still, who knows what's going to happen with this virus by the time, September hits, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to underscore I've been asked by a couple of people how to describe this program, and I oftentimes people think I'm bragging about it. I'm not. I'm just trying to help you understand. If you're new to the program, we have 3 or 4 new stations today, like in Elgin, Illinois, some of the areas, I think down in Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, I wonder if that's close to Pekin, Illinois. I'll have to find out from my friend.
Yes, right. So what you'll hear here is way beyond the headlines, and probably if you have empathy, we have empathy here. I think that's one of the words that you could use to describe what happens on the air, an understanding of other points of view, even if you don't agree. Sometimes it sounds like we're a little impatient when it comes to some points of view, and I'll admit that, yes, we are somewhat impatient to things. I know I am. I'm impatient. Ignorance and arrogance is a horrible combination, which you see more and more of these days, and I find it to be for a long time, I used to sort of equate it to age, Victoria. I don't so much now, because there seems to be a broad spectrum of that sort of stuff. And is it arrogant of us to say if you don't agree, and that's not really, that's what some people will interpret how we talk about some of the issues, but it isn't that we don't agree, it's just that it doesn't make sense. Now, it may make sense to you, and if that's the case, then hopefully you'll listen to another point of view, because oftentimes there's no right or wrong when it comes to a lot of things. And I guess I've learned that when you look at all the postings, I happen to still be on Facebook. I'm not much on Twitter, even though I have a handle there. We are at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn. But mostly I pay attention to Facebook because I don't use it to necessarily talk about political or issues. I talk about, you know, things that are good. I posted a bunch of, if you saw this, I actually put it on the DJV Show Facebook page as well. The 30 different pictures of cows. Did you see that?
I did not.
And I posted, yeah, right, you know, that kind of stuff. Because we need to get our minds, I think the healthiest thing we can bring to you is that not only a different perspective, when you consider that like 50 million people a day are on Twitter. Imagine that, 50 million people a day are posting on Twitter and Facebook and all these things. And I spend a little bit of time when we're on the air, and sometimes a little bit of time when we get off the air, posting things and then looking at the comments that come from some people to us, either at facebook.com/DJV Show or my own Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. I learned from it, hopefully. I am embarrassed by some of the stuff. I would think some of you would be embarrassed by what you post, frankly. But that's become, it's more mainstream now. And so when we talk about going beyond the headline, hard to know sometimes what the headlines are, because it, you know, there's not a universe anymore that is just, okay, today, this is the day of, this is the news of the day. It's not, doesn't kind of work like that anymore. So we've all had to adapt somewhat, and that we haven't had to, but in order to be informative and feel like we're contributing to your lives, you got to look beyond the headline and look at things that are not necessarily or wouldn't have been the headlines maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And some of it, Victoria, is even caused by what goes on these social media. Some of it wouldn't be news.
Yeah, some of the news is generated by social media activity.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
A lot of news, unfortunately, recently, yeah.
All right, speaking of news, there's some sad news. I guess this is sad. I've often thought Bed Bath & Beyond was an interesting experience. I'm not much of a shopper, but before My Pillow came along, I'd buy pillows there and buy, you know, things that were important to household. You know, I remember buying some plates there when I moved into this house and glasses.
I love Bed Bath & Beyond. I was just there on Friday. I love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
We're kind of trying to weed out some old utensils and things that we've just had for a long time. So I'm just trying to spiff up our kitchen a little bit. So I got some new, you know, basic flatware, some forks and knives and just little things like that. But I love being in the store because you can really see everything in person. And especially I think when you're shopping for dishes or glassware or utensils, for me personally, I don't want to just trust to buy that online. I want to see it and feel it in person, you know, how it's going to look on your table and how, it, you know, the size of it. Is it going to fit in the microwave? Like, things like that. I like to have, you know, to be in person. So we bought some plates and bowls and things like that. And I say we as in I went, I did it, and Lewis didn't disagree. That's how we shop.
That's how you shop. All right, so looks like they're going to have to close some stores in the next year or so.
Yeah.
Is it because the people are buying differently? How do you buy things like plates and glasses and stuff?
Right.
Well,
you can. People do. I just, you know, for me personally, I wanted to see. I shop online first, and I find some things that I like, and then I like to go and see it in the store. And so in other cases, most people shop the opposite. They'll go and look at something in the store and then go home and try to find it cheaper online. And so, but when it comes to stuff that Bed Bath & Beyond has, that's, I like to be there in person. So this is bad news for me because they're going to close 200 stores. They have not decided yet which locations will close, but I guarantee, and this is just my prediction, they're going to close the stores in states that were hardest hit mm-hmm. by the pandemic. So I think New York is going to lose a bunch. New Jersey is going to lose a bunch. California, maybe Florida. It's just because a big part of Bed Bath & Beyond's business right now is back to school. Because in the summer, that's when every parent, you know, if you go into a Bed Bath & Beyond, you see the parent dragging the college kid around the aisles, stocking up on everything they need for the dorm room. Well, a lot of colleges are not really opening in the traditional sense this fall. So at the Bed Bath & Beyond near us, the whole back to school section was kind of empty. There was not a whole lot there, so I don't know. They said that they expect to save $350 million by downsizing, and they said they're going to focus on reducing the cost of goods.
Well, hold on just a second. If you save $350 million, what's the cost of that? The cost of saving $350 million?
Well, because I think the rent
they expect to keep the volume. Yeah, but is the volume going to, because they closed these stores, how does the volume of business in 200 stores help to keep their bottom line healthy? Or I guess the assumption when you listen to that is, okay, well, we'll still be making as much money, we just have fewer stores. I don't see
it. I think it's going to push people to shop online more. And so I've noticed that they have made, because their website was terrible for a long time because no one really shopped online. Everyone went to the store for the experience. Now shopping habits have shifted, and I've noticed that their website is a lot better than it used to be. So, I think that that's what they're going to do. Closing those 200 stores, they're going to just force people to shop online more.
Hmm. I don't do that.
Right.
I was just thinking about it as you're going through this. I'm thinking, okay, I got to get a new refrigerator today. I wasn't thinking about Bed Bath & Beyond with regard to that because you can't get them there. You know what I like about Bed Bath & Beyond, by the way, as an aside? There's the World Trade Show or World Trade Center or World Trade. There's a brand, World Markets, I think it's called. And they have sections, food sections, in Bed Bath & Beyond, and the things that they offer there are quite unique. And I don't know if you've seen, you must have, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, you know what I'm talking about, right? Or do
no,
all Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, because we have, it's called, what is it called, like Cost World Plus or something? World Market.
World Market, yes.
Yeah.
It's like Cost.
We have a store that's right near the Bed Bath & Beyond, so there are no items in the store.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, yeah, I love that. I love that store. I have a bunch of things that I bought.
I do, too. I quite like
it. From there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Pier
here.
1 used to be.
Yes. Yeah, it is. That's a great way of putting it, yeah.
But like way back in the day, that's what Pier 1 started out as.
Yep. And there's one in the Grove or next to the Grove, excuse me, the Farmer's Market in L.A. That I frequent because I find the things in there are unique. I don't like to, you know me, I'm not a good shopper for food. I'm not a good shopper for anything. I don't like shopping, but I do it. I'd rather do it in person and get kind of what I want. So the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast, numbered 150, there are obviously 149 others, and you can get the essence of which is talking about what on the Your Hidden Power show. The most recent one is a focus on the changes in power that are coming as we go into the fourth quarter of this year. Power focused, and I'm not just talking about power, the personal power of, let's say, leadership, but the power that powers the that powers the world, emotionally and spiritually and mentally and physically. So if you're interested in things that are different, different thoughts about different things, then you'll be very interested in what you can hear. Podcast referred to, most recent one again, about the changes in power, all part of the Bill of Fare weekly at Your Hidden Power Show. That's the place for the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis, or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
During the COVID-19 crisis, many of us have been forced to work from home. And one company helping us to remain productive from home is Zoho, with their new product, Remotely. How does it work? We asked Zoho's LSP.
Remotely is a collection of 11 cloud-based software that any person or any business that wants to engage in remote work needs. It could be internal communication. It could be external communication. So internal communication is what you would use Zoho Click for, which is similar to Slack. And if you're looking at external communication, doing a video conferencing or a webinar, then you would need the right tools for that, which is what Zoho Meeting is all about. And over and above that, if you want to do training, then there is Zoho Showtime, which is a tool that you can do remote training sessions.
Head over to Zoho.com/remotely to sign up, and it's free until July.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who doesn't think of Darth Vader when they hear that, Chucker, right? Victoria?
Yeah,
you see,
totally.
Imagine the visualization goes into your mind right to not only how he looks, but how he sounds. That voice, James Earl Jones, but the breathing, the heavy breathing. It's just, when you hear that music, man, it strikes fear into the hearts of good guys everywhere, I think, maybe, right? And he was dressed in black. I'm surprised there isn't some protest about that. All the good guys, well, the stormtroopers were dressed in white, though, right? Yeah, okay.
They were.
Yeah. All right, so we have the music from Empire Strikes Back. What's cooking?
This weekend, number one grossing film drug in the United States, Empire Strikes Back from 1982. $550,000 on, like, they did a re-release on, like, 600 screens, a lot of them drive-in movie theaters. First came out in 1982. The hardcore fan base regards Empire as the best of all the Star Wars movies. The darkest, tightest script, great direction, great cliffhanger, Han Solo frozen in carbonite at the end. Yeah. That was a great film, no doubt. Yeah. And then they do, the next one is Return of the Jedi, which brought in the Ewoks and lightened always up. I still like that film a lot. I love the original trilogy, but the Empire,
I do too.
Number one this weekend, $550,000.
What else? Can you give us the top five like you usually do when we do box office totals? What are the other ones that have been showing?
I just saw the link with the number one. I don't know if there is a top five. I think Jurassic Park's still playing fairly well. I know some of the films they re-released is like E.T. We're currently playing in the theater I'm involved in. We're playing E.T. Back to the Future is playing in some theaters, so they're going to, you know, the core revival stuff that's playing nationwide.
How did your theater do this weekend as opposed to
not good?
No, People aren't coming.
No, yeah. I mean, we're still having a hard time getting people indoors. I think we probably had, well, these numbers are not good. I maybe 40 people for the weekend total.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice small special theater. But you normally would have 10 times that many people, right?
Not 10 times. We'll draw between, in a week, between 300 and 600 people, generally. So, I mean, it is what it is. I guess time will tell.
All right, the new Batman movie is going to have a television show that goes with it. What do you make of that?
It's going to be produced by, I believe, what's his name, Terrence Winter? Is that his name, Victoria?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Matt Reeves, yes, who's the writer and director of the new movie, The Batman, he's also going to be working on it, so it's kind of his creation. But you're right, the other guy who wrote The Sopranos is going to be writing it.
It sounds like a lot what Fox did with the TV show Gotham. It's going to have all the Batman characters except Batman. Having said that, I'd like to see Batman included, but this guy definitely knows what he's doing. He created, produced, directed a lot of the episodes of The Sopranos, so should be top quality. It's going
so
to
you expect
HBO,
that sort of a tone, though, from it. Will it be rough to watch? I thought Gotham was rough to watch, and I thought sometimes The Sopranos was a little rough to watch, for me anyway.
I think it's totally different. I actually like Gotham on Fox. It was very inventive, a little bit over the top. This will be much more serious, I think, in tone than that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched Gotham when it first came on, and I liked the character. There were two or three characters that I quite liked, but then it just got so dark, so just really nasty, I thought, anyway. The passing of John Travolta, or as Chuck would say, John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, what do you think that'll do to his career? Because the two of them were very close.
That's horrible. I don't know what it'll do for his career, but, boy, he's had some real tragedy in his personal life. That's just a horrible, horrible story. Horrible.
His son died, too, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. She was only 57, and it appeared that they were always kind of happy together. And, you know, that kind of... I think sometimes you go
through
that.
A long time.
Yeah. Well, does it make you... I remember Pierce Brosnan when he lost his wife. It affected his career for a while. I think he was still playing Remington Steele. By the way, did you see that there was some movement? Some of the Broccolis apparently are thinking about bringing Pierce Brosnan back for one more James Bond. Did you see that?
I did not hear that.
What do you think about that?
I would watch that. I loved Pierce to me was a great James Bond with a lot of bad scripts.
Yeah, they'll be doing something with, obviously, Bond, an aging James Bond character at that.
Yeah, but they can't
I like that idea. I think it'd be cool.
I think it would be cool, too. And this, frankly, nobody's going to capture imagination. I think that Daniel Craig has done a great job, but Pierce Brosnan would be somebody that kind of could fill in there as an aging Bond. I think that'd be a great idea. Let's hope they decide to do that. It's 59 past.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.